WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're tackling something that haunts more of us than we'd like to admit. Imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're faking it, even when you've absolutely crushed it? You know that feeling, right? Like you're about to be exposed as a fraud? Yeah, me too. It's this sneaky voice in your head whispering doubts and telling you you don't belong. Well, guess what? Today, we're shutting that voice down. We're going deep into imposter syndrome, understanding its roots, recognizing its tricks, and most importantly, developing strategies to overcome it. Because, let's be real, nobody wants to live in a constant state of self-doubt. You deserve to feel confident and capable, no matter what challenges come your way. So, buckle up, grab your favorite coffee, or whatever keeps you fueled, and get ready for some serious, real talk. First things first, let's break down what imposter syndrome actually is. It's more than just a case of the occasional, "I can't believe I did that," feeling. It's a persistent pattern of self-doubt, where you question your abilities and accomplishments, even when evidence points to the contrary. You might constantly compare yourself to others, downplay your successes, or attribute them to luck rather than skill. Here are five key takeaways that'll help you understand and conquer this imposter syndrome beast. 1. Recognize the patterns. Pay attention to those nagging thoughts. When do they show up? What triggers them? Identifying these patterns is the first step in breaking free. It's like becoming a detective for your own mind, uncovering the hidden clues that reveal your unique relationship with self-doubt. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be brutal, but you have the power to challenge its negativity. Instead of saying, "I got lucky," try, "I worked hard and prepared well." Replace, "I'm not good enough," with, "I'm learning and growing." Remember, your thoughts shape your reality, so choose empowering thoughts that fuel your confidence. 3. Focus on facts, not feelings. Imposter syndrome thrives on feelings of inadequacy, but it's crucial to ground yourself in facts. Look at your accomplishments, achievements, and positive feedback from others. Build a tangible record of your successes to counter those pesky negative emotions. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the big milestones to celebrate. Acknowledge and appreciate every small victory along the way. These little wins build momentum and create a positive feedback loop that reinforces your belief in yourself. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a win worth celebrating. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to trusted friends, family, or even a therapist. Sharing your experiences can help you gain perspective and feel less isolated. Remember, vulnerability is strength, and seeking support shows that you're committed to personal growth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant software developer who consistently lands big projects and receives rave reviews from her clients. Yet, she feels like an imposter, convinced she's not as talented as everyone thinks. She downplays her achievements, overworks herself, and constantly compares herself to other developers, fueling her self-doubt. This is classic imposter syndrome in action. The good news is, Sarah can break free from this cycle. by recognizing her patterns, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on facts, celebrating small wins, and seeking support, she can reclaim her confidence and truly embrace her talent. So remember, you are not alone in this journey. Imposter syndrome is a common experience, but it doesn't have to define you. Take action today, challenge those doubts, celebrate your successes, and keep pushing forward. You've got this. Now, what are you going to do differently today? Maybe write down 3 things you achieved recently, or practice speaking kindly to yourself. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and real talk. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine and embrace your awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.